He kōna e ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Today on Voices, we meet an elderly couple who have had their hopes of living out their golden years quietly in Wanaka, New Zealand, dashed. The couple, who are now in their 80s, say it's due to New Zealand's immigration red tape and outdated rules. But even though they are old, they say they won't give up trying. Meet Ron Falconer.
I'm from Scotland, and I was living in French Polynesia. And I got in contact with, we got in contact together. We've got a similar family name, second names in our family. So Fiona was doing DNA, so she checked me out. And anyway, we got together.
Genealogy.
And we got together and I went to New Zealand first.
Yes.
She
yes.
said, if you're not doing anything, and it's wet season, come to New Zealand. So I did for 3 months.
And that's Fiona Lundy. She's a Kiwi. The couple are 82 now, and like any modern-day romance, the pair met online. Ron travels on a French passport as he lived in ages in French Polynesia. The New Zealand immigration story starts when Fiona suggested he come to Aotearoa to visit her for 3 months during the wet season. At that time, Fiona lived in her own house with her cat in picturesque Wanaka in the South Island. When Ron arrived in New Zealand that first time, he wanted to be honest. Like any good citizen would, he ticked the yes box on the immigration questionnaire that asked if he'd ever been deported. When questioned by immigration about that, Ron said,
because I had a really strange story about deported from a deserted island, which I always never took seriously, yes, because it was an absolutely harmless situation. But I had been removed anyway from an island, actually two islands.
But at the heart of it, he wasn't a criminal. Ron even mentioned he'd written a book about it. He called it Together Alone. So at the border, the New Zealand immigration official went to check out his story and came back to Ron and said...
And she came back and she said, oh, yeah, you've done it. That's a good story and you've got some good reviews.
And with that, Ron passed through to enter New Zealand that first time in December 2014. He got in once and left again and returned later a second time to enter New Zealand to get married. But now his bid to stay here permanently has been fruitless. So what's the big deal? Kia ora, I'm Sarah Vuitalatu with this episode of Voices. Let's go back to that deserted island in the middle of the Pacific from where Ron was deported. His story's like a modern-day Swiss Family Robinson. If you haven't heard of it, where have you been? And it's a story which was made into a Disney movie and TV series about a Swiss family who gets shipwrecked on a deserted island, but somehow manage to survive with what they have.
The Swiss Family Robinson transformed this island jungle into an exciting tropical paradise.
The world is full of nice, ordinary little people who live in nice, ordinary little houses on the ground. But didn't you ever dream of having a house up on a treetop?
Ron's a passionate sailor and has always loved the sea and nature. And living on a deserted island was his dream. That dream came true when he finally convinced his French wife at the time, Anne, to take their two children to live on Caroline Island, this pristine, uninhabited island in the middle of the ocean. We now know it as Millennium Atoll. The Kiribati government renamed it at the dawn of the new millennium.
I got the job as a caretaker on one of these islands, yes, Caroline Island or Millennium Island. And I was there for 4 years with my French wife and two young children.
With the lease.
The lease, the guy who had the lease, he lost the lease. Well, he didn't. I knew he'd run out. And a businessman started getting interested in fishing and all the things he could possibly gain from the island. So that was that went on, and eventually he used his connection, Polynesian connection, with the Kiribati Islands, the Republic of Kiribati, and he put bad. Well, he wanted me off the island because he wanted to kill the turtles and the. And fish and collect anything he could. He wanted to rape the island, basically. And he wanted me out of there.
But then Ron was told to leave the island by letter. Ron's a passionate environmentalist, so it hurt him to leave. But he did as the letter requested. He took his family and sailed away. And years later, environmentalists returned to see all the damage done to the island. But that was that, or so Ron thought.
So I was officially deported, yes.
Okay.
There's a nothing story. I didn't do anything criminal. I was protecting the island, yes. So I was just... But I was deported. So when I came to into New Zealand, I marked deported because I thought it makes you honest.
That was a couple of years ago during his initial visit. And he wasn't too worried. He sold up his house in Tahiti and the couple were excited to start their new life. The couple begin the process for Ron to get residency and Ron passes the medicals with flying colours.
Yes, till the last minute. And then somebody in the immigration said, I see you've been deported once, yes? What's that story about? So I said the same story and I said, that's it. And they said, well, I'm sorry, we've looked up our papers and according to which rule was it?
15.1F.
A special rule that anybody who's been ever deported in any country in the world cannot get any visa in New Zealand. It's an old law, but it still hangs around. And it doesn't matter we're talking 25 years, I think it was. And since I was deported and making this application. So it's way in the past, yes? She's just quoted this law that said, if you've been deported, you cannot get any visa. And I already had a visa, and I came in the second time. And the lady passed me straight through. I marked it on the card, but she let me through, accepted. And I thought, oh, that's fine. I'm clear on the book. She must have checked it out and said, oh, this guy's already been checked out and he's fine. Mm. So I got through. I mean, that was the basis. I'd been into New Zealand twice with no problems. I thought, that's okay.
So, well, they then admitted that they should not have allowed him in the first time.
Said, somebody had made a mistake here, you know. Shouldn't have been allowed in because they were just digging their heels in eventually.
Upset, Fiona decided to appeal this latest decision.
I'm a fourth generation New Zealander from Otago, and that started to upset me somewhat that some of these people probably didn't realise in Auckland that Otago people don't think the same as Aucklanders. And so I decided I was going to fight it.
The couple have tried to find documents back in the island to support what happened to Ron back then. But there are no records to be found about Ron being asked to leave Millennium Island. And keep in mind that Ron was also sent away from a second island. So, was what happened a criminal offence? And can you really call it a deportation? Fiona said there was no court case to have Ron officially removed. And Fiona wants Immigration New Zealand to look at this case a little more closely because Ron is not a criminal.
It was a terrible shock, yes, because we put all our plans there and everything was going to plan. And just then everything turned upside down. And I got quite troubled by it. I started getting nervous, itching all over and things like that. Anyway, I had to decide, or we had to decide what to do. So I got in Polynesia a French passport eventually after being years in Tahiti, around Tahiti. And I did have a fancy at one time to go back to France and live in the canals in France because I've been into boats all my life. Yes. So we decided just to buy a boat and an old barge in France here and live on the canals. And that's where we are, in the south of France, the Midi Canal, near Toulouse, I guess.
But they haven't given up on moving here. Fiona's entire family is still living in New Zealand. Tom Pride was a neighbour and friend to Ron and Fiona and Monica. He's a lawyer by profession and heard all about their plight.
For 2 or 3 years of their age, and they're really doing it just because they had to find somewhere that they could live until they hopefully sorted out the New Zealand thing.
Tom says it's unfortunate that the couple can't live here permanently due to Ron's honesty.
It is a terrible shame. They were a lovely, quiet couple. We never heard of flea. And they had enough money to look after themselves and just quietly live their own life. Nothing sort of... And you say, well, why would you want to stop them coming here? You know, this whole elderly couple having a lovely time to see themselves out sort of thing, you know, as they were doing. And they're not ill. They're not a burden on the government or the health department or the hospital service or anything else. They're both sort of fit and healthy and looking after themselves. And just having a nice elderly sort of life together.
He says Ron's a really nice guy and the couple are in their golden years now.
But in actual fact, if he'd not mentioned it, and he was being totally honest, more than honest, with New Zealand, if he hadn't told them, there's no way New Zealand government would ever have found out, because there's no record of that kept anywhere on the planet. Nobody knows about it. That was just wrong. He was just told to go, basically. And it wasn't sort of an official legal process that went, gone through at all to put him off. So it would be a sort of, it's not appropriate or correct, really, to call it a deportation. He was just thrown out, which is sort of slightly different, you know, much lesser level of legality.
From their houseboat in France, Fiona insists this ain't over.
So anyway, I have applied to the Human Rights Commission, and that I won't hear about for a while.
Fiona says the arrival card wording was also partly to blame.
So you look at the people who've come into New Zealand who have had criminal convictions in New Zealand and overseas. They've changed their names, they've not been honest, and you're trying to be honest, and a World Heritage site has been destroyed in the Caroline Atoll, Millennium Island.
The one where we lived, yeah.
Yeah, because of the fact that this was allowed to happen.
A spokesperson for the Associate Minister of Immigration, Chris Farfoy, in February 2018 declined the request for any intervention in this case. And once that happens, you can't usually resubmit an application unless there's been a significant change in circumstances. But the couple appealed to the Immigration and Protection Tribunal, and this was the finding.
While the consideration set out some of the circumstances surrounding the appellant's removal from two Pacific Island nations, it did not contain the environmental backstory set out by the appellant, particularly in regard to the Kiribati Atoll.
It goes on to say,
no consideration whatsoever was given to the appellant's situation as a Pacific yachtsman negotiating with local island authorities in an effort to stop exploitation of natural resources 26 years ago in one case and 33 years ago in another.
So while Ron seems a bit jaded now about it all...
I mean, I found it hard to be penalised for something I was trying to do my best to protect nature and you know, correctness.
Fiona insists this battle ain't over.
I kept feeling no one's taking it seriously.
Yeah, if you're asking what we think could possibly be changed to improve things, in other countries, they have a limit on the time. I mean, if you've been deported
10 years ago
like
it.
In the UK, I think it is, it's wiped off your record, yes? But New Zealand, no. If you've ever, it doesn't matter if it'd been 50 years ago, it still counts. And the other thing is that being deported from a modern, civilized country or sophisticated country is one thing. Being deported from the Republic of Kiribati, it's not quite the same as being deported from Australia or the UK or something.
She says she has every right to come home with her husband to live out their remaining years, surrounded by her family if they want to. And maybe, just maybe, one day write her own book about it, titled Together at Last in New Zealand. Thanks to Ron Falconer and Fiona Landry for sharing their stories, as well as Tom Pride. Thanks also to engineer Jeremy Veal. Subscribe to every episode of Voices on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find us at rnz.co.nz/series. And while you're there, please rate us. That way more people get to hear these stories. There are other RNZ podcasts you can hear too, like the Aotearoa History Show and Conversations with My Immigrant Parents. Check them out. And if there's a story you want us to cover, send me an email to voices@rnz.co.nz. I'm Sarah Vuitalatu. Tō whāsoifua.